Well, what can I say? Except it's been great. The conference has been great. My time with the Bureau has been great. And I want to thank you all coming to our silver anniversary, our 25th anniversary. It's been a special conference for a lot of reasons to me that are obvious. But this conference is, to me, like a lot of conferences, it's like my Christmas tree. You know, every year, it's the best one ever. And I think this year is certainly the best year ever. And I doubt they're in the room, because they always avoid any kind of recognition. But I do have a couple of thank yous to give. And one of them is, there are hundreds of details about this conference that you all never see. And they are taken care of by our partner, which is IWCF. And the executive director is Eric Oxfeld and Jenna Bush. Jean Bush. I knew I was going to say Jenna Bush instead of Jean Bush. They are wonderful, and they are here, and they have been every year, and we are just so grateful we could have them with us. So if you happen to see them and recognize them, just tell them that if you enjoyed the accommodations or how it all flowed, or the food or anything, or the registration, just let them know you appreciate it. But I also want to thank a couple of other people, and if you would just bear with me for a minute. We have a conference planning committee, and they're made up of people in the Bureau, and every year they start working early, and they work hard to come up with new and innovative ideas. And I just wanted to ask, are there any members of our planning committee in the room right now? Because I know we're starting early. If you are, would you stand up? And I would just ask that we give them a very big round of applause. And the last one I always thank every year, and that's Jeff Francis, who's our assistant administrator. And I always try to think of really nice ways to show how much I appreciate all that he's done. And every year I'm disappointed because I just don't think any words that I might have would be appropriate. So I came up this year with just something a little bit different. It's just something I thought was called for. And Jeff, would you come up for a minute?
Is this payback from the other day? Is that what it is?
No, because I can't do that without tears. Jeff has been the heart and soul of the Bureau of Workers' Compensation Conference every year that I've been the administrator. And I just was hoping this piece of crystal would speak for me about how much we all appreciate everything he has done. So this is in appreciation for a dedication of dedication, innovation, and leadership for the conference.
Thank you.
And then just finally, I have a couple of more comments to make. As you all know, thanks to Jeff, this is my last conference, and in one way that makes me incredibly sad. But in another way, I just would want to tell you that my 11 years have flown by, and they've been the best years of my career. The people in the Bureau have accomplished a lot during these years, and they've grown together as a caring work family, and I think that spreads out to everything that we do and is an advantage to everyone who works with the Bureau. And I count myself incredibly fortunate to have been part of that family. And I've known, and I've gotten to know a lot of you all, and I've learned to care so much for you and appreciate, even those that I don't know really well, to appreciate all that you've done to make workers' comp in Tennessee so much better than it was 11 years ago when I came. And a lot of that comes from this growing sense that we feel about this interest in taking care of injured workers from day one, and about how that helps the state, it helps employers, it helps employees. You all have been phenomenal, and when people say how much better workers' comp is, it is because of everyone in this room and everyone that has the passion that you all have for workers' comp. For me, while I'm sad to go, I'm excited because I look at change in leadership as an opportunity to start a new day, to start new ideas, to bring fresh thoughts and to fresh energy into an organization. And that's true for workers' comp. And we are very fortunate that our next administrator is going to be Troy Haley. Troy. Troy's been part of the Bureau since 2016, and he's been part of leadership for the last 8 years. He's been the heart and soul of important legislation that we've had ever since the reform and all of our rules, which some of you may not be too excited about, but for us, that's been an important part of it. And on September 1st, he will assume the position of administrator. And I think he's going to be phenomenal. And if you all are wondering whether I'm going to be in a rocking chair, you already know that I'm not going to be. And I'm going to be watching what Troy and the Bureau is doing and cheering them along from the sidelines. But right now, I'd like to ask Troy to come up and say a few words to you all and give you an opportunity to give him another round of applause.
Thanks, everybody. I think I probably know just about everybody in the room over the last 15 or so years, going back to mediation days. And I think we've got a really good, smart, dedicated group of work comp professionals in Tennessee, and not just the Bureau employees, but lawyers and case managers, claims handlers. Everybody really does a super good job. I've noticed that the last 3 days, I've had like 4 emails total, and that must mean that everybody I know is in this room. So Abby's done such a great job, and there's really my main goal is just to kind of keep things positive moving forward. I appreciate Abby and Governor Lee's confidence, you know, in me, and I'll do the best I can. I don't want to let my team members down, especially. So we've got just a really good, smart group, hardworking Bureau employees, and I'm really, really thankful to have them. No major changes. A couple of announcements. I don't know if you all know, but Amanda Terry will be taking on my legislative director legal services role. And I think I see Amanda back there in the back. Please wave and welcome Amanda. And I think I see Claudia back there too. Claudia Byers will be taking Amanda's former position as the compliance director. No major changes, a couple of long-term projects on the horizon, and we'll be more on that later, so just stay tuned. I hope everybody can come back next year. We'll be back in our regular June schedule, you know, as long as there's no major change in COVID or other pandemics, I hope. But if you have registered for the luncheon honoring our beloved administrator, we'll be convening right down the hall in Oakley here in just a few minutes. And again, thanks everybody, and I appreciate all your support over the years.